This is Hollis Walker. I'm back here on the Radio Cafe with Robin Durrell, founder of Architects Designers Contractors Network, a company based in Santa Fe that offers green building classes at the Santa Fe Community College. Welcome, Robin.
Good morning, Hollis.
You've been on this program before, I think.
Not this program, actually Diego's program, The Journey Home.
I see. Well, welcome. I'm really glad to have you.
Thank you.
Robin, tell us a little bit about Architects, Designers, Contractors, ADC Network. It's a different kind of company than we're, sort of a different model.
Yes. It's a model we put together back in 1995. The simplest way to say it, it's like a clinic of doctors, but we are a clinic of architects and builders who are committed and passionate to our community and our region, and we do our best to help people know how to build smartly. And it gives architects and builders fantastic talent a way to be met, given that only 3-5% of the public can afford to ever build anything, whether it's a school, a clinic, a house, a remodel job. And most people, you know, building a building is 1,000 times more complicated than brain surgery or heart surgery. It truly is. And yet you've got next to no way to know us, to be empowered, to be smart about going through this incredibly dynamic process. And so we took a leadership position as architects and builders and designers to be organized to serve our town and our region.
Now, your background is in interior design, is that right?
Yes, I'm from Kansas City originally and have a degree in interior design. And as soon as I was done with college at Kansas University, I went to New York City where, you know, we do 20-story projects like McGraw-Hill, American Express, huge projects, or restaurants or stores or townhouses. But my background is construction on the interior design level and commercial. But since Santa Fe, I'm very up to speed on residential.
So let's just get this clear, because I was a little fuzzy on it to begin with. All of the companies that belong to ADC are independent companies in their own right. They're contractors or builders or designers.
Or architects, correct.
Or architects. And then they all belong as members to this ADC. And the idea is that the individual who's looking for an architect, a builder, or designer can come to you and sort of get networked.
Correct. We meet with people who are considering building a project. We review their full program, their budget, their location, their schedule, when they want to start. And since the public doesn't begin to know us, there's a vast array of a talent out there, and most clients maybe know one or two architects or builders. So they've really never had a way to meet us effectively. Once we've consulted and done a fair, you know, education as needed, and we're getting clients, we're getting people up to speed and ready to build, we then refer them out to 3, 4, 5 good architects, 3, 4, 5 good builders. Chemistry is huge. This is a complex, intimate relationship and process. And $100,000 is not a big budget in construction, but it's a whole lot of money to every single client. $30,000, $20,000, whatever the budget is, $2 million. This is big money and big dreams. And so we give you a way to meet really well-matched firms. Traditionally, people are left to asking their doctor, their dentist, their lawyer, who know nothing about how to build a building, real estate agents and developers. And we've had a challenge at getting to our own marketplace in our own town.
And why is that?
I think because as an industry, we did not choose to organize. Truly, the way our industry is set up, we're set up to be competitive. Mm. And it's very much a zero-sum game. Somebody wins your house, the rest of us don't. And because we didn't organize, we're not taught, just like doctors, we're taught nothing about business development or really serving the
marketing
region.
Marketing, or yeah. Mm-hmm.
Marketing. I don't even like the word marketing, because we serve. We provide a very important service. And so we're taught nothing about business development. Doctors' client base is 90% of the public. Ours is 3-5% of the public. There's such a vast need for this that in this town, real estate and developers stepped in and began doing it 20, 30 years ago. And because we didn't come together ourselves effectively, it's a challenge to this day even getting to our clients.
So a particular realtor or a particular developer may have their own, let's say, friends or associates in the architectural design building arena. And then they refer, you know, if I go to a realtor and I've bought some land or whatever and I want to build, then that realtor may say, well, go see my friend so-and-so to be your architect.
It's generally the builders. The architects are
pretty much cut out
because the vast majority of money goes through the builders' hands. Architects are perceived as challenging, and most of the referrals from real estate and developers are to directly to builders.
Right. So this organization allows the individual to sort of come have someone, you basically, you Robin, as the director of the group, to help them vet the larger pool of people in this town who might be appropriate for them to work with.
Correct. And the entire time we're doing this, we're teaching people and showing people, not teaching, we're familiarizing people with all the state-of-the-art building science that is incredibly affordable that helps them be self-sufficient, from water harvesting to food production, greenhouse additions, wonderful projects that really help you not be dependent on PNM and not be terribly worried when droughts set in because you're harvesting water and doing it effectively. So we save them a ton of money, we stretch their budget amazingly, and we get them up to speed with the latest, smartest building science that's really affordable. We're very into passive systems. We know how to do everything with all the bells and whistles, all the complex stuff, but passive water harvesting is the smartest. You don't have to worry about parts breaking.
So the member companies of your company tend to be people who are focused on what we'd call sustainable building or green building. Is that true?
ADC emphasizes that strongly. You know, we're at the mercy of what a client wants to do. So when we want to build when we're asked to build a courthouse or a library or a school or a
You're not going to have composting toilets.
Well, when we built the incubator building out on Airport Road, that was a progressive client. You know, it's very much, you know, we're coming out of a 20-year period of McMansions in America. And very wealthy people really, you know, you can only be as progressive and smart as the client is prepared to be. And a lot of, we have coast to coast in America what we call quick and dirty buildings. And we build a lot of quick and dirty buildings. And they're often developer driven. And I'm not saying we do at ADC.
Right.
But if the client doesn't give a damn about good design or anything sustainable, then we're doing a warehouse box.
Right. So let me ask you something. You know, I had a financial advisor on last week who talks who does socially responsible investing. And at one time, when that arena of investing first began, it was impossible to gain the same kinds of returns on your money as you could in traditional investing, traditional financial
like
instruments.
Pharmaceuticals.
Right. So I'm going to ask you the same question. Today, if I want to build a house and I want to make it sustainable or green or whatever the buzzword is of the day.
How about self-sufficient?
Self-sufficient.
Just about
like
you
that.
And your family and you being self-sufficient is what we're focused on.
So is it possible to do that without spending vast sums of money more than you would in a traditional building environment?
Absolutely, absolutely. We one of our builders recently built the first passive house system. This is a system out of Germany. It's a double-framed system, highly insulated. You know, we live in a town where the tradition was adobe, starting with Native American, which is the most common building method around the world, a wonderful building method. Not so terribly energy efficient. And the smartest science these days, we'll talk about a highly insulated building envelope, and we bring the adobe inside the house because it acts as thermal mass. We're balancing the thermal mass with insulation so that the winter sun can come in and heat that adobe and help heat that house. This passive house system, we're able to build for less than $200 a square foot, and mass-produced modular homes in America cost $200 a square foot. So when we show you all the methods we know, and we know a tremendous amount, including for renovation, you're just building a garage, you're just building a family room. Every time we touch your project, we're thinking about what we can do to help you be more energy efficient so you don't have to be so dependent on utility companies. And absolutely, now we can, of course, incorporate the latest and the greatest on everything and increase your cost of building 10 to 20%. But here is a passive, here is a water harvesting system that costs less than $1,000. Here's one that's $20,000.
She's, Robin's pointing out photographs to me. I'm sorry you can't see them, but those look like water receptacles off of canales, but they've been surrounded by something, some kind of material. So they're not just plastic barrels like we usually see.
These are being bermed into the earth. These cisterns. These are above ground cisterns catching the water because some of us can't berm
and
into the earth.
What's on the outside of that?
On the outside of this?
Yeah.
This is just a stucco building?
I just thought this was, it looked like the actual barrel that the water went into was surrounded by some material.
No, that's just a big plastic barrel.
It's a nice looking barrel, I gotta say. And then the other image she's showing me are of a horizontal sort of cylindrical plastic cisterns that will eventually be buried.
Underground. Which makes sure you can use them year-round. When it gets terribly cold in the winter, but still, when it's underground, you don't have to worry about it freezing and breaking the catchment.
So this is harvesting water off of roofs, for example?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
And this water harvesting class, which is coming up this Tuesday from 6 to 9, my gosh.
Let's talk about that, Robin, but I just want to let our listening audience know who's just joined us. I'm talking with Robin Durrell. She's founder of ADC Network, a company based in Santa Fe that helps people find architects, designers, and contractors, and is also a pioneer in teaching green building classes here in Santa Fe at the community college. And I want to talk about your upcoming classes. So let's talk about the water harvesting class first.
You know what's marvelous is each one of our classes starting next Tuesday for the next four Tuesdays in a row, water harvesting critical at this time of fire and drought. We cover in a three-hour class an amazing amount of things. So if you live out on Highway 14 or off of Old Santa Fe Trail, from catching the water on your land and allowing it to infiltrate your land so you're more fire resistant, to water harvesting off your roof, to gray water recycling from your laundry, to even black water, to septic tank, which is a huge issue in the mountains. Septic tanks pollute our underground water if they're not managed well, and it's expensive to replace them. So we teach you methods, state-of-the-art methods, on how you can clean your existing septic. I want to show you one other image of something really simple. We teach people things as simple as using gabions for water harvesting that allows you to hold on to your water, let it infiltrate your land.
A gabion, let's tell the listeners what a gabion is. We've all seen them, but we don't all know that word.
You see them all over the Santa Fe rail yard. They are like wire baskets full of rocks, and they're an affordable, great way to kind of manage water runoff on your land, provided you do them correctly. See the indentation
at the top?
Is that
controlling water so that it doesn't destroy the soil? Or
you want to, as the water comes through, we have huge water events in the desert.
Yes, we do.
And so we can be terribly dry, and then we'll get an incredible storm events. And a lot of that water runs off our land. And by law, we really have to manage our water so our water doesn't run off and erode our neighbor's house. But forgetting the neighbor, let's just talk about our land. We want to hold on to our water so we can grow food if we want, keep our trees moist, all the good things that water brings. I mean, there is no life without water. So here is a simple thing we call a one-rock dam. This is something a family can do in a weekend. They're one-rock dams where we're scattering the rocks where the water is running off the land. And again, it allows us to hold the water, catch the water, so things begin growing again in that area.
So if there's a natural decline, for example, in your backyard, and whenever we have a water event, as you say, the water sort of rushes down and it digs a rivulet in the land and carries away soil and messes up whatever landscaping you have, then you can build one of these dams using rocks. It's basically perpendicular to the natural rivulet.
Well said.
And then it helps to contain the water so that it continues to serve your own land and it doesn't destroy the soil.
And it's so simple. You and your teenagers can do it in a weekend.
What,
or your friends.
Some teenagers maybe, but yeah.
Right. Or pumice wick, where maybe you can't afford a water harvesting system, but you want to capture the water off your roof.
What's a pumice wick?
Pumice wick is where we allow the water. We build a trench around the house, wherever you want to distribute your water to. The water runoff off of the canalies falls into this pumice wick. The trench is filled with a pumice rock, which is lava rock, which is porous, and that allows the water to come off the canalies, go along this trench all around the house, and that water infiltrates the land and allows you to grow wonderful.
So it soaks down through the pumice,
correct,
instead of running off the land, and then underground feeds whatever like landscaping you have around it.
Correct.
And the image she's showing me, it's actually very pretty. It's been made to look like a little river of pumice running through the courtyard of this house. So this class that you have coming up next Tuesday, Robin, is this a do-it-yourself how-to sort of go? Here's your list of what to go get at Home Depot or Lowe's. Is that the kind of class this is?
You know, every one of our classes, which we are so proud of as architects and builders, no one else in the country does this. For 18 years, we've been coming together, tons of us, and teaching all kinds of people. It's not so much a do. Yes, you can learn enough to do plenty yourself. But it's mostly getting you up to speed, and so if you choose to do it yourself, you can. You're now knowledgeable about half a dozen techniques, and you may decide, well, I want a subcontractor to help me install those cisterns, but me and my family can do the one rock dam, or me and my family can build the pumice. When it comes to black water, recycling poop water to irrigate, there are a lot of things we do in construction that I don't recommend lay people or non-licensed people even attempt. But there's plenty you can do yourself. Our classes are showing you tremendous options, getting you up to speed and ready to do something. So you leave our classes knowledgeable, and if you want to do it yourself, you've got great insight. And if you're wise, you know where to also hire subs.
So some of these projects are pretty simple. But I'm thinking, for example, about a gray water system, and you have to get permits to do that kind of thing, right?
Correct.
So there is sort of a more complicated process.
We try to go from the simple to the highly, to the much more complicated.
Right. And also, earlier when you were talking about, you made a reference to if you live off Highway 14 or if you're down off Old Santa Fe Trail, but in fact, I could have a house smack in the middle of Bellama or Casa Alegre or Casa Solana or anywhere and still utilize many of these techniques, right?
This is a Bellama house, actually a Stam house in the Bellama neighborhood.
Robin's pointing to the house that has these giant barrel receptacles under the canalies, much bigger than the ones you usually see. What I see so frequently here is that it's the water event that you talk about, that around a house, people will have very conscientiously gone and bought their water barrels and connected them to their canalis for runoff. But what happens, and I did this at one of my own houses, is when you have a big water event, then suddenly the barrels simply overflow and they erode the soil anyway, and you're only able to harvest as much water as your barrel can hold.
And often they're rain barrels. They're quite small and people don't really fully get how much their roof or their courtyard or their driveway, how much water is going to come off that roof. And so it's wonderful they're doing the rain barrels, but it's a small fraction of what they could be doing. These two barrels each hold 350 gallons.
So those are much bigger. They're 10 feet tall? Or
they're about 8 feet tall.
Feet tall.
And they only cost $300 to $400 each. This is a do-it-yourself. Dan Clavio, actually, who teaches with me, a wonderful teacher with us for years, attached this himself to existing canalis on a 60-year-old Stam house. And so there he's able to capture 700 gallons of water. But you are correct. Once it exceeds the amount, you always plan for capture and then you plan for runoff on any smart system for when you've got a bigger event than you can hold on to.
And so you'd have some sort of, I don't know if French drain is the right word, but a rock drain like we discussed earlier that would carry away any excess if it actually
out to the street in this case of this house back to the back arroyo. Mm-hmm. Any type of water harvesting we do, whether it's a one rock dam or whatever we're doing, we are looking at a pumice wick, We are looking at what happens if you get more water than you can handle.
Let's tell people the details about this class again. This is the first of your summer series of green building classes, right?
Correct. And it's Tuesday night from 6 to 9. And you're going to just see an amazing array of things you can do on your land to help you hold on to your water and infiltrate your land. And so it's at Santa Fe Community College. And here's, may I tell a little bit of a challenge we're facing right now?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead. And we need to know the number to call or how they can, I guess they can just go to the Santa Fe Community College website to sign
yes.
up for this class.
Thank you for that reminder.
Sure.
We are in continuing education. We've uh-huh. always taught to the public. We understand to have a sustainable environment, we need to be teaching people right now today who are getting ready to build, you know, so we're focused on adults and a continuing education.
And it's a one-night class.
It's a one-night class because we're giving you a great overview. And where we've taught for, you know, water harvesting used to attract at times 20 to 30 people, often 15 to 20 people per class. It's such an important topic. Since the economy got wrecked 4 to 5, nicest way I know to say it, got wrecked 4 to 5 years ago. The architecture and building industry has been slammed by that, and I'm sorry to say our class participation has dwindled down. The college is doing great with their new Sustainable Technology Center where they're training our workforce. For us in continuing ed, for our classes to take, we must have 9 students per class. Right now for water harvesting, we have 5. So at 10 o'clock this morning, the college has to make the decision on whether to cancel this class. So if anybody out there is interested in water harvesting, I hope you call into Santa Fe Community College and before 10 o'clock this morning and register. Now, if not, if any of our classes cancel, I want you to know we've got a wonderful fallback for you. We're happy to teach you privately, which perhaps is even better. You may not be interested in septic. You're just interested in pumice wicks. So you can call us at ADC Network, and if our classes don't take due to this economy, we can still offer you the information on a one-on-one level.
So you can go to the Santa Fe Community College website and register online for this class, or you can call, I believe, and do it on the phone, 428-1251, and just ask for Water Harvesting and Recycling. That's the name of the class. It's going to be offered July 9th. That's next Tuesday from 6 to 9 p.m. Where ADC will be helping you figure out how to harvest more water on your property at your house. And, you know, you don't even have to own your own house to be able to use some water harvesting techniques.
Many of us who are renters, I'm currently a renter, many of us who are growing gardens. And how nice to know, you know, the simplest method is you run a hose from your washing machine. Now, you do have to use the right detergents. But, you know, there are all kinds of simple ways to work with water, you know, in whatever house.
So I have to share that years ago I had a house down off of Highway 14 in the Lone Butte area. And we had a well that was a pitiful 3 GPM well. So we really, 3 gallons per minute. So you could only do one water related event in your house at a time.
Oh,
you could wash the dishes, but you'd better not go water the garden, you know, immediately afterward, etc. So we had to be really careful. And we soon began harvesting gray water from our washing machine. We just had a garden hose hooked up to the output
Correct.
Of the washing machine, ran the hose out the window in the bathroom,
exactly.
and it watered our back garden. And let me tell you, it's dry down there in Lone Butte, much drier than it is here in the central downtown area. And our back garden was absolutely verdant and beautiful. And the only issues came up were was that occasionally I would forget to hook up the hose, and then I would flood the bathroom. But I considered that a minor problem at the time. It forced me to, you know, clean the bathroom floor, obviously.
And you can do the same with your shower water. Run
right.
a hose from your bathtub, capture your water, and run it and suck it out the window.
Right, with a small pump, you mean.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, you ought to be aware of gray water and how to best work with it. If you take a shower today, any one of us, no matter how clean and neat you are, you store that water for 24 hours, it'll stink to high heaven. Because every time we shower, bacteria and skin cells and things flake off. It's stinky, stinky stuff. So you want to get it out of the bathtub and spread it out over the land as quickly
okay.
as possible.
I want to say right before we go on here is that if you'd like to know more about ADC, you can go to their website, www.adcnetwork.org. There's a tab at the top that says classes. I mean, there's a lot of information on this website, but you can just click on classes, and you can see all of the green building classes that they'll be offering this summer and complete descriptions. So you can see, in addition to water harvesting, what other classes you might be interested in going to take. So Robin, mention and tell us a little bit about some of these other classes.
Well, alternative building methods, which has been an incredibly popular class the whole time, whether we're teaching you this passive house system out of Germany, which is fantastic, or adobe, or insulated concrete forms known as ICF, or AAC, aerated autoclave concrete, that's how Diego built his house, the method he chose. It really is, we're constantly looking at how we're blending mass with insulation to keep you cool in the summer and heated in the winter. And again, just your garage. All you're doing is a garage addition. We want you to build it smart because you store chemicals and paints in the garage, and you don't want them freezing in the winter. So I'm trying to talk about humble projects right now based on this economy. Alternative building methods also teaches you about fire-resistant building methods and which methods will help you be the most fire-resistant. That is on July 16th from 6 to 9. Every one of these is a Tuesday. July 23rd, we teach a guide to successful building. There's just a tremendous amount to know about the design and building process and how to go through it smartly. You know, Americans have a lot of horror stories about what it is to work with us as architects, designers, and builders, and it makes me sad to hear these horror stories. And another reason we formed ADC, we want you to have a wonderful experience, given that you better be ready to play ball. I mean, this is serious stuff, building buildings.
Well, wouldn't you say that really, I mean, I have heard those horror stories too from people who've built a home and said, oh my gosh, it was the most stressful event in their whole lives, you know. But a lot of that has to do with understanding the process and how to appropriately interact with the people you are hiring to do this work for you.
Including, let's say, the people you're hiring, a designer or a builder, or we teach a lot of owner-builders. So you're the client, you're the designer, and you're the builder. You better know how to handle yourself.
Self-therapy. Lots of self-talk.
There is much to know about lien releases from subcontractors, getting your warranties, schedule of values. If you don't stay on track, if you're not realistic from the get-go with your budget, the bank's not going to finance you. If you don't stay on track, there's just a lot of serious stuff that can go wrong if you don't know how to manage it. A builder, you know, getting approved for your building permit at the city, a simple set of drawings versus a complex set of drawings, early price checking, hard costs versus soft costs. A guide to successful buildings, marvelous. And I would like to say most all the ADC clients we worked with for 18 years, there's all kinds of testimonials on the website, will say they had a marvelous process. So going from horror stories to a wonderful, dynamic, creative process.
So that class could probably, a guide to successful building, which is on July 23rd, could help a lot of people make decisions about whether or not they want to build or what kinds of help they need.
Partners tell me all the time, all types of partners, business partners, that we help them greatly communicate with each other, and they learned a lot about each other on what they really want to create and their process. Many people have said we helped save their marriage, which wasn't our intention, but they said it made a huge difference. And there's one more class, renewable energy, coming up.
Okay, and that's on which day?
Renewable energy systems, which is solar electric, solar thermal, small wind, geothermal, passive solar, is July 30th from 6 to 9. Now, none of these classes will take unless 9 people sign up for each class. And if not, call us at ADC and we'll teach you
Robin.
Privately.
Thanks so much. Robin Durrell is founder and director of ADC Network of Santa Fe.